You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A group of University of Auckland academics have won the collaboration category of the Safeguard New Zealand Workplace Health and Safety Awards for their new tool, Hotspots. Hotspots enables med students to provide information about their perceptions of bullying, harassment, discrimination, and levels of respect and inclusion, identifying both areas of concern and areas of excellence during their clinical placements. I spoke to Annika Tompkins, who was involved in setting up the system, and I started by asking her what Hotspots is.
I guess the fundamental purpose of Hotspots was to create a platform for medical students to have an anonymous and strength in numbers kind of approach to reporting bullying, harassment and discrimination within the hospital. And I mean, I'd be lying if I couldn't admit that there is a hierarchy within the hospital, and especially as students, it's quite hard to speak out against it because we're quite vulnerable in the sense that a lot of our supervisors who may be displaying some forms of bullying or harassment are the ones who are marking us and have a lot of influence in terms of where we go in our careers. So I think having a survey where you can report things which otherwise would go unspoken, it's just very valuable for students to ensure that, you know, the students who follow in our footsteps have a safer environment to kind of nurture them and learn and feel safe to speak out as well.
Yeah, so could you just tell me a little bit more about what the culture is like within clinical placements that makes this tool so necessary? You talked about the hierarchy and just some other things that make this tool really needed in the field.
I mean, as a student, you're really just kind of learning the ropes of the hospital, and it's extremely daunting being thrown into this environment where it's very high stress, a lot of pressure, and as a student, you're only developing those skills. And so there's a lot of learning curves that get thrown by you. And within that environment, the people working, the doctors and the people that you kind of just have interactions with on a daily basis, I think sometimes they kind of lose sight of what it was like as a student and they forget. And just with the nature of the job, sometimes I think that can reflect into comments that might be made or actions that they kind of overlook. And as a student, you kind of get a little bit thrown by that. I feel the generations of some of the doctors years ago, like their teaching was quite different from what we get today. We have a lot of teaching around cultural competency and discrimination. And so I think as students, we're quite tuned into identifying those sort of things. But like I said before, it's quite hard to speak out against it because the generations of some of the doctors, they are kind of oblivious to it, and it's just kind of been ingrained into their everyday nature, which makes it even harder to speak out against it because it's almost like telling them that their behaviour that is inherent to them is just wrong. So I think just with the hierarchy in the hospital in terms of there's the students and then there's the junior doctors and you step up to a registrar and then a consultant. If you're the bottom of that hierarchy, it's really hard to say or do anything about it to make change. But with Hotspots, you kind of have this ability to anonymously report what's going on. And the way that the survey works is they only report your feedback after a certain number of students have been reporting it. So that means that even the small centres where there's lower numbers of students who are rotating through the different attachments, you won't be able to be pinpointed when that feedback gets relayed back to departments. So you've got this anonymous way to kind of identify any issues that you have, and it's not going to be at the cost of your marks or impressions that people have on you. It's just a really safe way of being able to identify any harassment that's going on in the workplace.
Have you seen any improvements in the areas that were of concern?
I think one of the great things about hotspots is, I mean, often at university, you're throwing surveys all the time about stuff like this. And what really sets hotspots apart is the feedback that the faculty actually provides back to the students. And it discusses tangible changes that are being done, which shows that the feedback that you're given is actually being taken seriously and things are being actually done to address what's been identified. And I mean, hotspots for me, I think the survey started when I was in fourth year, which is the first year of clinical placements as a medical student. And I'm now in my final year. So I've kind of seen a lot of the changes that have been implemented over the past 3 years. And at the hospital site I'm at now, I can definitely notice that a lot of the areas which had potentially been problematic in the past from discussions that I've had with students, I mean, there's definitely areas which have been improved, whether that's been discussions behind the scenes with certain clinicians or departments where the faculty will go and identify a hotspot and then work with them to improve that. I can definitely notice the changes and feel those improvements that have been made, even if it's not directly obvious. It's more just kind of like a long-term comparison from what other have said, and then being in that position now, I can't really notice the things that other students may have identified as a problem, which I guess in a way is showing me that things have actually changed.
So what is the future for hotspots? How would you like to see it utilised in the future?
I mean, I think it goes without saying that it is an extremely effective way of collecting student feedback in a way where students are safe, and it is proving to be effective in actually addressing the areas where certain departments show bullying and harassment. And I think, I mean, the first step in my eyes would be for this to be implemented at Otago University for their medical students. And I also think there are other professions that could potentially implement this. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of all of them, but I think certain workforces, even different healthcare disciplines like nursing or dietitians, physios, all the allied health professionals, I think things like this could be implemented within those, and even non-medical or healthcare fields like I don't know, engineering, not that I know the ins and outs of that, but I think there's a lot of power in using this just for kind of stakeholders and overseers of companies to get feedback about their companies and their employees in a way that's super safe. I mean, ultimately, I think it could be used worldwide as well, but I don't think it necessarily has to be specific to medicine.
That was Annika Tompkins, a med student who was involved in setting up hotspots. I also spoke to Dr. Bradley Patton, a psychometrician who handles the hotspots data, and first asked him what the development process for hotspots was like.
Yeah, so the development process for hotspots took quite a while. It involved a lot of collaboration between a lot of groups, particularly DHBs and CMOs from the DHBs, students, particularly the Student Association, as well as university staff. It was basically kicked off by a request from students in 2016 to develop some way for them to report issues anonymously while also having some safety in numbers. And it basically took from 2016 to 2019 to get everybody on the same page about what it was that they wanted to develop. And then in 2019, it was my job to kind of take those requests and make them into something that could actually work to capture and produce data and reports.
So what was the method for collecting and interpreting data for hotspots? What does that involve?
So hotspots is administered using an online survey via Qualtrics. Data is collected anonymously via Qualtrics and then brought into a bunch of R scripts, which basically do all the analysis and interpretation for us. So we put in all the survey responses And out the other side of the R scripts come a whole bunch of reports which present the information visually in ways that are easy to interpret.
Yeah, so I just want to talk about how this data is presented in a way that people can access.
Yep. So the responses are collected on a 7-point response scale, ranging from 1 being no bullying, discrimination, and harassment at all, 7 being a lot of bullying, discrimination, and harassment. Each of those things are asked about separately, so they each are reported in their own section of the report. The results are presented as sort of like a stacked bar chart, if that's helpful. Another way to think of it is kind of like those traffic light cocktail drinks that kids get at restaurants sometimes, with kind of the good end of the scale being represented by green and the bad end of the scale being represented by the red. Essentially what we want to see is sort of a traffic light that's very heavy on green and very light on red. Every attachment at every location gets its own little traffic light bar or drink, if you like. And then what we can do is we can kind of line up the traffic light for a given attachment at a given location against a comparator. And that comparator could be, on average, kind of what do we see, or it can be in other attachments. So, for example, surgery, a typical surgery attachment looks like this. What does surgery look like at this location? So the idea is that you look at those very quickly and you can kind of tell, that is a lot heavier on green or a lot heavier on red. And so if it's heavy on green, then that's good. That's possibly an area of excellence that we can talk to people about. And if it's heavy on red, that suggests that there is something there that needs a little bit of a closer look.
Yeah, so after collecting and presenting the data, how are these outliers or areas of concern targeted?
Yeah, so I guess the first phase of targeting outliers is identifying them, which is basically done visually. We did have a play of doing it kind of more formally with some statistical criteria, but at the end of the day, what we found is that it was best just to kind of look at them. In terms of how it's actually acted upon, that's done in conjunction with staff from the MPD sitting down with either a chief medical officer from a hospital and or a head of department for a particular area, say surgery, general medicine, something like that. And then they will discuss, and basically, usually it's about looking for cases where there is some other information or data that can kind of triangulate or support, and typically that is the case. Where hotspots uncovers an issue, it typically adds to some suspicions that people have had already.
That was Dr. Bradley Patton, who was in the University of Auckland team that won an award for their system to help med students report bullying and discrimination in clinical placements.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.